That, of course, was Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., just a portion of his I Have a Dream speech. It's Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a day to celebrate for sure. Area Voices tells the arts, culture, and history stories of northern Minnesota. Dr. Gabriel Warren is an assistant professor of business at Bemidji State University. He's recently relaunched his book, No Regrets, Living Your Life to the Fullest. He's a Bemidji school board member, an inspirational speaker, a dad, a husband, and he's here with me on the Zoom. Good morning, Dr. Warren. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate you for inviting me on your show this morning.
Oh, I'm grateful that you accepted the invitation. So it's great to see you. I've been wanting to connect with you for a while. I can't even remember. With COVID, it's like I can't remember when things happened. It seems like 14 years ago and 2 minutes ago all at the same time. But when I first learned about you, it was via the Truth and Reconciliation panels that we have going on in Bemidji quite regularly. You were speaking on a panel called What It's Like to Be Me Being Black in America. And I wanted to talk about your book and your Find a Way work, which is a whole other campaign that you're working on. But I wondered if you could first expand a bit on that topic from that panel. What is it like being Black in America?
Yeah, so with the panel, it was actually back in October.
And yeah, okay.
One of the things that the panel, how it came about was from the things that happened this last year with George Floyd. And it was one of the things where we wanted to try to find a way to really keep the conversation going, because when all of this stuff happened with George Floyd, there was a lot of momentum, right after that incident happened. And then we didn't want it to just be another event that kind of got swept under the rug. So what we did is we partnered with Truth and Reconciliation, and we wanted to really just keep that conversation going, because at that point we had been having conversations with a lot of people who were wanting to understand a little bit more about, what is it like to be Black in America? Or, is this something that really happens to a lot of other Black people, is the question that we kept getting. So that conversation was really good. And I think for the people who participated, I believe we had over 50 people who participated in the Zoom conversation. It was really insightful. And one of the things that came out of that was, I think, being Black in America, the theme, I guess, that came out of it was, a lot of times being Black in America, we can feel misunderstood. A lot of times individuals may have preconceived notions, or maybe they have stereotypes based off of maybe something they've seen on TV or something they may have seen, in the newspaper or something. And they don't have the personal experience with someone who may be Black to be able to know that that's not everybody's story. So that's really what it's like.
Would you say it's a microcosm of that here in Bemidji? I mean, we don't have a huge ethnically diverse population here. You want to expound on that just a bit?
Yeah, sure. So, here in Bemidji, I've been in Bemidji, it'll be 4 years this August. So, since I've been here, it has been very, very pleasant, and everyone has been welcoming and helpful. And, I've really enjoyed the time that I've been here and have not had any issues. Now, I will say that, it has been not without some challenges, for instance, like the cultural differences. So I moved here from the South. So I came from Alabama. So for me, the challenges may have been, finding places that I like to eat because the food is so different, or the church that we like to go to. They're just different things like that. Even things like where to go and get your hair done, or, get your hair cut, things like that, or entertainment. So those things like that provide a little bit of cultural difference. And being in a place like Bemidji, it does make you more aware of your differences, because there's not that much diversity of race.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure glad you're here.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad to be here.
Well, it's Dr. Martin Luther King Day. What kind of an influence has he had on your life?
Absolutely. Thanks for this question, because, Dr. Martin Luther King, in my opinion, he provided so much hope and inspiration for all of humanity. And for me, when I think about the impact he had on my life, I think about him being an advocate, you know, for people that he never even, you know, got an opportunity to meet, and how he still had the courage to be able to, you know, build community and build relationships that was not just about his own race. So for me, I feel like Dr. Martin Luther King's life provided me with a roadmap on how I could, you know, strive to do some of the same things that he did and try to be that community builder, not focusing so much on the negative things about our society, but looking at the positive and figuring out how I could do my part to emulate some of that. Mm-hmm. One of the most favorite quotes that I got from Dr. Martin Luther King came from his I Have a Dream speech. And in his speech, he said, I have a dream that one day I will live in a nation where people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And I think that just sums up the influence he's had on my life, because I try to live that quote out in my everyday life.
Yeah. I'm talking with Dr. Gabriel Warren. He's a professor in the School of Business at Bemidji State University. He's an inspirational speaker and a life coach, too. You're also a new member to the Bemidji School Board.
Yes. Hey, it's an honor to be a part of the school board. I'm excited about it.
I'm so excited too. You know, there's a lot of talk about representation matters in boardrooms, at meetings of all different kinds. Could you talk a little bit about the relevance of representation in leadership roles and how that impacts society?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I always think it's important to have representation at any table where discussions and conversations are happening about policies and, you know, proposals and debates about things that are going to impact that group of people. And I think if there's not a diversity of representation at those discussions, then what happens a lot of times is the people who are making those decisions can make decisions that impact others, whether that's by excluding them, overlooking them, or sometimes even hurting them because they don't have the perspective of that particular group of people. So I think it's important when we are trying to think about governing and leadership that we not only look at it from just one particular lens, but find ways, even if it's not somebody who's currently on like a board or in a position, but having friends and relationships that we can, you know, bounce our discussions off of that don't think and look and act like us all the time. So I think that's really important.
Absolutely. We have, we have our own set of glasses in which we're looking at the world. And
yes,
Sometimes you got to put somebody else's glasses on for a little bit. You're a professor. You're an inspirational speaker and obviously a leader in our community. You did not arrive here without adversity and grit. And to that, you've written this book called No Regrets, Living Life to Its Fullest, and your current project is Find a Way. Tell us about Find a Way.
Yeah, so, you know, Find a Way is a movement that I started last year in November. And essentially what Find a Way is I wanted to build a platform for people to know that, you know, adversity happens to all of us. And a lot of times when we go through adversity, sometimes we feel like we're the only ones who are faced with it. So we feel alone, or we don't reach out for help. And that causes us to have to go through something that may be difficult and not feel the support or feel like we have resources. So the Find a Way movement is just me being able to provide a platform for people to share their stories of adversity, because I believe that as we share our stories, then individuals who may be going through similar things or who may go through things like that in the future will be able to go there and provide and see hope from other individuals who've been through it. And then know that just because they face adversity doesn't mean they have to quit and give up on life or give up on the things that they want to do regarding their goals.
How do you get people to sort of, as a life coach, get out of their own way a little bit when it comes to those goals?
You know, I think it goes back to what I was just saying before. I think a lot of times people get in their own way specifically because they feel like they're alone. And one of the things I try to do is let people know that there is no such thing as a self-made individual. I remember when I was in graduate school working on my doctorate, one of the things they used to tell us all the time is, you know, if we are able to successfully earn our degree, then we know that we are standing on shoulders of other people who went before us. And I think that is in anything in life, like no matter where we are, no matter what you're doing, if you have been able to, you know, get to a certain place where you feel like you're successful, then it's because of someone else who were able to help you along the way at some point. So I think getting people to understand that you don't have to do this alone and you're not by yourself, that really helps to open them up to saying, hey, I can ask for help when I need it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's Dr. Gabriel Warren, the Find a Way Initiative. To find out more information about that, go to findawaythemovement.com.
Yes.
And that's where people can go and they can share their stories.
Yes, absolutely. So we're always looking for individuals to share their stories. So what we try to do is, you know, if you go to that website, I started the whole movement by sharing my story of overcoming adversity. And we have encouraged others to be able to share their own stories because we all go through different types of adversity. But if someone can go to the website or they go to our social media pages and they can see other stories being shared of how people overcame, you know, health challenges or financial challenges or relationship challenges, then, like I said, it will help all of us to be able to know that when we face some of those things that we can get through it too.
Thanks so much for sharing your positive impact on the world and for channeling it through these programs like Find a Way and also your book, No Regrets, Living Life to Its Fullest. I think it's
absolutely
fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate you for allowing me to be able to share it because I think we're in a time in our nation and our world where we all need the positive impact.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Warren. Have a great day. Have a great day off. You don't have to teach today, right?
I don't. So right. Thank you. I will be taking some time off today.
All right. Have a good one. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Gabriel Warren. Area Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and by the citizens of Minnesota.